Well, good morning, everybody. Lovely to see you all. Well done for getting here. There's a bit thin on the ground today, and I got a message last night to hear there's six people that can't make it this morning due to car issues. So I'm afraid the Queen's Drive Estate contingent are a bit housebound at the moment. But anyway, lovely to see you all, and welcome to our sharing service. It's a bit different to normal at the moment, but I think the main reason this is a sharing service is because there was nobody available that was actually able to preach this morning. So unfortunately, you're lumbered with me pretty much all the morning on and off. So, but anyway, it's a great opportunity, though, for us to share with you and each other all that God's doing in our lives and in the life of this church as well. As usual, there'll be songs and there'll be a worship session led by the music group in a little while, prayers and readings, and a time for sharing as well. But there'll also be a few updates as on some of the activities that are happening, but also what hopefully will happen in the immediate future as well, once Alistair sadly retires in just over a month's time. So hopefully we'll be able to reassure you of the continuity and what's planned hopefully to happen in the immediate future anyway. So please, if you've got phones, can I either ask you to put them onto silent or switch them off, if you haven't already? But I'm sure you have, because you're all very well behaved. The only other notice I have at the moment is that there is a meeting at Oasis on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. It's concern for the planet. It's not a church-related thing per se. It's a group of various things. But Mark Thompson is sort of the contact, I guess, for this church. And again, it's just talking about different issues around the planet and things. So it's Oasis on Wednesday evening at 7:30. Other than that, most of the midweek meetings are now finished for the summer holidays, apart from the BAP, which is still, as ever, on a Monday morning from 10 till 12. And the prayer meetings are going ahead as normal. But other than that, I think everything's on resting for August and start again up in September. We'll let you know more about that in the days coming. So shall we just open the service in prayer? Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for this time. We thank you for this place, and we thank you more than anything for your presence with us this morning and your presence with us at all time. We know you're here, Lord, because your promise in your word says that where two or three are gathered in your name, you are there among us. So we know that you are here this morning. And again, we just pray, Lord, that you would just quieten our hearts and allow us, Lord, just to sit at your feet, give to you anything that is concerning us perhaps or troubling us in some way. But Lord, we just soak in your presence. And Father, we just pray that all our praise and our worship will be acceptable and honouring to you. And Lord, that our hearts will be open to what you have to say to us today. So Father, just be with us now, and we pray that we would all be blessed, as would you, by this time now. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Okay, we'll start with as all good meetings start, with prayer and praise. So actually, I'm going to hand over to the music group to lead us in that time.
Thank you. We're going to have a prayer and praise session. The music group will be largely standing up most of this time, but you don't have to stand up. Just sit down and stand up as you wish. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Right, it's over to me. I'm going to read Psalm 100, which has six verses. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgivings and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen.
Of praise, your words of praise. Just let's thank him. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your faithfulness to us, that we can rely on you. You are new every morning. Your goodness, your faithfulness, your forgiveness, your grace and mercy that covers us, Lord. You are so good to us.
Thank you, Jesus, that you are the way, the truth, and the life.
Mm. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that we have the freedom to worship you in this place. Mm. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that your goodness never runs out. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you that your mercy is on you every morning.
Mm. Amen. Amen. Mm. Oh, amen. Amen.
Thank you for your forgiveness. Just so badly needed every day.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you for the greatest gift, Lord, that you died for us, that we might be forgiven.
When I serve Yeah.
That our prayers and our praise will be honouring to you and acceptable to you and pleasing in your sight. Again, just commend them to you now for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So sit down, please. Right, the first of the various sharing things we've done. Thought it might be a good opportunity to share a little bit more into the future with everybody. Life after September the 1st is the way I've entitled this. Can't think why. Anyway, as you would expect, of course, there will necessarily be some changes in the way that the church operates. Obviously, on behalf of the leaders, we thought it'd be a good opportunity now to actually share a little bit about the arrangements or the thoughts we've had, the arrangements we've made already for the short to medium term. Anyway, life will continue after September the 1st, is the one thing I will assure you. It may not be quite smooth, but it will continue. Anyway, right, there's also an awful lot of stuff going on in the background, which for another time further down the line. But I'm going to share initially the urgent sort of things or the immediate things with you. The one thing I will say before I start is that the leadership is made up principally of active retirees, as we call it. In other words, although we retired, we're still all flipping busy in other aspects of life as well, believe you me. So, and one of our number is still in full-time employment. So our time is not quite as flexible as Alistair's will be as our minister. But having said that, we're hopefully covering all the bases anyway. Please, we do ask for your patience during that time where we'll do what we can. But there will be times when perhaps you might have to wait a little bit, unlike now. Right, pastorally and preaching are the two aspects that you're probably more interested in the short term. Pastorally, well, I'm the only elder for my sins, and so I will assume the overall responsibility and oversight for anything pastoral, which includes the prayer chain as well. So if you've got anything now, once after September the 1st, then I will be holding the church phone and also overseeing the prayer chain as well. Again, I mean, Alistair's done a fantastic job in the past, and yeah, we will sadly miss him. I'll do what I can to keep it going. But anyway, there may be slight changes to the way we operate the pastoral side of life here. Apart from formally, obviously, I'm available to anybody when I can be as much as possible. So if there are needs for formal pastoral visits, then I'll do my utmost to attend people and to see to the needs and support people. If that just involves a phone call, that's absolutely fine. But if it needs personal visits, then so be it. I think the slight change is that because of the way things are, that I would need to have somebody with me if I did a personal visit. preferably one of the leaders, but not necessarily so, just to make sure for safeguarding issues and all this sort of stuff. But as you know, at the moment, even with Alistair's hard work in that side of things, there's also an awful lot of informal caring taking place behind the scenes, and there has been almost through the life of this church. In fact, I can't remember a time in 30 odd years when that hasn't taken place. So we've got a lovely, loving fellowship, and there are certainly certain people, mainly but not exclusively ladies, who go above and beyond what's reasonably expected to support the others, and visiting and lifts and things, and even providing food and that, of which I've been on the receiving end of in the past, and I'm entirely grateful for it. But anyway, these are angels, and they know who they are. I'm not looking at anybody in particular, but you know who you are, who in my opinion should be canonised. I'm hoping that most of the pastoral work will almost continue on an informal basis, if that's okay with people. It works now, and I don't really see why it shouldn't work in the future. Obviously, there will be times when a formal visit is necessary, and that we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, sort of thing. So that's the plan anyway. We did think about sort of formalising it, but then we thought, well, hang on a minute, if everybody who pays any visit, where do you go from a friendship visit to an official visit? And if you're doing an official visit, then you've got to have DBSs and safeguarding training and all that sort of thing. And I think that would just kill it dead in an instant, to be honest. I mean, people don't want that, haven't got the time or the inclination to do that. So anyway, that's the way, hopefully, that things will run for the foreseeable future. Anyway, obviously, once a new minister is appointed, then things might change. But for the foreseeable future, that will be the case. So hopefully that will give you some idea of to how we run the, we're intending to run the pastoral support for the church. If that's okay with everybody, if it's not, then see me afterwards or whatever sometime, and we can discuss what, we can tweak things around as necessary, but generally speaking, that's the principle that we're sort of working on. Preaching, which is another area. I mean, until now, Alistair has generally done about 3 of the 4 Sundays a month anyway, and obviously we have an all-age service as well. Have very few visiting speakers up till now for various reasons. So George has had a word with and secured a core pastor, a preaching team actually of about 8 or 9 people, which is fantastic. We are so blessed in this church with people who can stand here and actually give the word of God from the biblically. It's amazing. And so that they will be covering for the weeks when either there's not a visiting speaker or there's an all-age service. And there's also seasonal services as well, because, I mean, not that far in advance is the Christmas thing. So generally speaking, that people will only have to preach perhaps once every 2 or 3 months. So, I mean, it's not terribly onerous, I don't think. Not that I do the preaching, but anyway. So we also decided that to continue, it would be beneficial and more settling for everybody to continue on a sort of a theme, a common theme through the preaching, because sometimes in an interregnum time, you'll get random sermons of different things every week, which is very good in the standalone things, but it doesn't give any continuity. So what we're proposing is that there will be a continuation of a theme. So there was this is in addition to the all-age services once a month and other visiting speakers. The first visiting speaker, by the way, is planned to be one from Mission Aviation Fellowship in early September. And there'll be others further down the line. These things do take a while to organise. I mean, I know myself when I was doing the rotas and things years ago, I mean, some people are working at least a year ahead of themselves with diaries. So it's quite difficult to plan things in. But anyway, in the short term, so the first one will be the Mission Aviation Fellowship guy, hopefully, if he can get the time off, I think, because he's an airline pilot and they hadn't decided what the rotors were at that point. But anyway, I'm sure that George has got everything under control, I'm sure. So they'll be confirmed nearer the time. The initial theme was, which was decided by a ballot amongst those who have been asked to preach, was actually pivotal characters from the Old Testament. I'm sure there's lots of meaty material for us to get our teeth into, literally. And interestingly, there was 8 or 9 people were asked, and actually there was no duplication on the people that they wanted to talk about, which is amazing, you know, really. I mean, all right, Adam and Eve are treated as one person, but I mean, you know, the actual subject. So there's at least 10 different Old Testament characters that will be spoken about in the well, probably the next few months by the time it works out. So that should be really good. As I say, there's also going to be seasonal messages around Christmas, for example, Easter and that sort of thing, as you would expect. Hopefully, that will have answered you any sort of questions or queries you've had about the immediate future of the church in terms of pastoring and preaching. Again, if you've got any observations or comments, then please see one of the leaders at some point to share that. I mean, nothing set in stone, but that's the plan at the moment. The only other thing I wanted to share at the moment, I suppose that further as well, the period of interregnum, i.e. without a minister, and the search for a new minister, the plan or the thought of the leadership is that we can, through the help of the Northwestern Baptist Association, be appointed a moderator, which is generally a minister or somebody with experience in such things, basically to help us through the whole process of the administration and also the search for and appointing a new minister. They spend time with us. Hopefully they sort of come to our leaders' meetings and things, and maybe chair meetings if we pick the right person. It saves me the job. So that's a temporary thing before we get a new permanent minister. It will be a really beneficial to us. Again, we will have to go to the church. The church will have to approve appointment of anybody like that anyway. But again, we'll let you know in the fullness of time as and when that's required. So hopefully that's, again, set your mind at rest that of the immediate future anyway. But again, if you wish to either talk to us or have any comments or want to help out anymore, we'd be grateful for any help you can give to us. But ultimately, we are your representatives as leaders, and it's a church members meeting which decides everything, and you will have the final say. So that really, I think at the moment, it's probably all I want to share about that, if that's hopefully helpful and reassuring for you as well. So, okay. So as I say, if there's any comments or any questions, then please see myself or any of the other leaders afterwards or at some point into the future. I'm just going to do some prayers now of intercession, if that's before we sing another song, if that's okay. So anyway, let's pray. Again, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your provision for us. We thank you for your love. And again, we just commend to you this time now, this time of future for us as a church, and indeed for Alistair and the family too. Lord, we pray that their transition from full-time minister into retirement, Lord, will go as smoothly as possible. We thank you for the provision of that house. Pray that all the work will be completed to a really high standard and just make their life so, so comfortable, and they will settle in really quickly into that accommodation, Lord, and just be really fulfilled in the rest of their lives. We know they're local, Lord. We know we'll still have contact with them. And Lord, we just pray your blessing upon them and the rest of their family for now and into the future. And for ourselves too, Lord, help us, Lord, to know the right things to do, the right way to go when we work through this new period of interregnum, Lord, and also for the selection of a new minister. We just ask, Lord, for your guidance and, Lord, your confirmation, really, from us, and also for that person who we believe you've already identified as our new minister. Lord, again, may that period be really smooth and as trauma-free as possible, Lord. We know it can be difficult, but, Lord, we know that you're in control of all things. So we just commend that over to you. Thank you so much for answered prayer in the people's lives and in situations. And, Lord, again, we just want to give you all the praise and thanks. Help us never to just present you with a shopping list, Lord, but to really appreciate and to see you working in our lives individually and as a church. Father, we do still commend to you, Lord, George and Kay Bayless, Lord, for Jill and for Chris. And it's lovely to see Chris again this week. For Betty and for Jonathan, for Helen, for Lynn and for Daphne, for Lou Farry and for Elizabeth Bailey, Lord. Pray that she'll come home from hospital tomorrow. Thank you for the good news about Cordelia's mum, Jenny, as well, that she seems to be doing well. And I pray your blessing upon her and the family. And I pray for... Thank you that Cordelia's arrived safely in Singapore, and I pray for Danny and the girls as they go, I think, on Tuesday to join them. Again, pray for all of those who are away at this time, Lord. There's many are away at this time. So I pray your blessing Pray that whatever they're doing, that they would know your presence. If they're having a holiday, a break, may it be relaxing and really fulfilling for them. But if they're doing anything else, Lord, again, may you just provide all their needs. And we continue to pray for Shella, the Iranian lady that came to us for a few weeks recently. Thank you that she seems to be doing quite well in her her application for permanent status. And Lord, may that continue to be the case. And bring Harold and, of course, Ninette to you as well. Lord, as individuals, there are so many people, and there'll be others, Lord, who I haven't mentioned, but you know them, and thank you for that. And I pray that you'd meet all their needs. And we pray for the Nevin camps, of course, as well, Lord, and particularly for those who are there, for George and for Christine and for Joe as well, for Janet. Lord, there'll be others that perhaps, and for Keith and Mavis, Lord, there'll be others that we know joining that camp. But Lord, may the whole series of those camps be blessed by good weather, but also be blessed by a real sense of your presence, and that the not just the youngsters, but the adults that are there too, Lord, come away from there, really know that they've met with you. So, Father, we just bring all these things for you now, towards you now, and pray your blessing upon them. And now we join together to say the Lord's Prayer as we conclude this section. So, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, ever and ever. Amen. Okay, we're now going to stand, or if you can, and sing again. Your love is amazing. And we'll take up the offering at this time as well, if that's okay. And of course, as you well know, the bags are for the work of the church, and the boxes are for the children we sponsor from Compassion and Open Doors. So let's praise God again.
Makes me sleep.
Okay, we'll just give thanks for the collection. Father, we thank you so much for your abundant provision for us. And we thank you that we now have an opportunity to give back some small token of our appreciation of our love to you. We pray that you would use those funds wisely for the benefit of this church and your outreach and your kingdom, but also, Lord, for the youngsters that we support around the world. We thank you so much that even though we don't know them, we'll probably never meet them this side of heaven, but Lord, we thank you so much for the opportunity we have to just make such a difference in their lives with your hand of blessing upon them. So Father, again, and we pray for our own kids. I know there's none here today, Lord, but they're all away in different things. But Lord, I just pray your blessing upon them. Thank you for our faithful Sunday school teachers too. And we pray that you will continue in the future just to bless them and just to provide for their needs. And we ask all these things for your glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, thank you. I'm going to invite Howard to come up now and to share something of another new exciting development in the church, but I'll leave that to him to introduce it.
It's all working fine till then. Technology.
Right. 1962 was a significant year. Not for me, because I wasn't even thought of then. But in 1962, dear old John Mercer, who deserves an honourable mention in this congregation, started commuting down to Sandbach from Bramall, where he was a GP, to join with Ken Wade and various others to run what at that stage was a boys' club under the banner of Crusaders. And I believe that at various stages in the 1960s, they had over 100 people in the schoolroom at Wesley Avenue. And their objectives were to run a Bible class, to share God's love, and to teach young people about Jesus. Very quickly it had grown a girls' class as well. They ran separately. So surprisingly enough, Hilary Mercer was involved in running the girls' class. And John and Hilary by now had moved into Sandbach and were living at the Spinney. And John, as many of you will know, was a GP in the town for many years. I moved into Sandbach in 1988. And I think within 2 weeks of landing, I had a knock on the door. I don't know how John had found out that I was a Christian, but I had a knock on the door saying, would you like to come to a barbecue and meet some people? And by the way, it's an outreach barbecue for the young people of the town. And little did I know what I was getting involved in, but that was my first meeting with Sandbach Crusaders, and the rest is history, as they say. We've gone through one or two banners over the years. So at Crusaders Centenary in, 2006, might have been 2006, the name Crusaders was feeling as if it had a bit of baggage about it. Whilst it had a fine history, it was not an acceptable name for people not in the Christian community. It had wrong perceptions. So it became Urban Saints. We've continued under the name of Urban Saints right until now. And Urban Saints itself, as an umbrella organisation, has been getting into financial troubles and has decided that what it needs to do is concentrate on producing teaching materials, but the groups are now being spread out to be coming under the authority of their local churches. So this church has very kindly adopted Sandbach Urban Saints, and we're going to be using the name Energize. Same work, same vision, reaching out to the youngsters of Sandbach, and we meet most Fridays either here or at Oasis, and most of our youngsters at the moment come from this estate, and most of them have very little or no church connection. So I consider it a huge privilege to have the trust of those parents and the friendship of those youngsters for week by week, us to be able to share something of God's love and the good news of Jesus. So firstly, thank you to everybody here for your prayer support, and thank you to everybody here. So many of you have given us practical support in terms of coming along and sitting in on meetings when we've been short of a body, just an extra person to be there, somebody to come and welcome parents, all sorts of ways we've been assisted and supported. But above all, it's the prayer support that we need. So thank you very much. We will be continuing starting our new term on the last Friday night of August. That's the new term starting. And we will also be aiming to start a new junior group, because the trouble with our teenagers is they tend to grow up. And the gang that we picked up, nominally aged 10, are all now nominally aged about 15. We're having a great time with them, and we're going to carry on with them. But there are some little brothers and sisters knocking around, and we want to start another group aged 9 or 10 to be following on behind them. Quite difficult logistics, fitting two meetings in on one night, so your prayers for that are appreciated. I'm going to move on to Nevin, but I want to mention just one name, a lad called Teddy. Really great character. He is going to Nevin all on his own, not having been before, not going with a friend. So please pray that Teddy has the most wonderful time at Nevin, comes back and enthuses all his pals and takes a big gang of them next year. So that's our prayer for Teddy. I would say Teddy has got the beginnings of faith. He's received the message gladly, and I believe it is finding good soil. So just a name to pray for. Right, moving on to Nevin. Nevin also started in 1962, and it began as the Northwest Area Crusader Camp. Again, I'm afraid it started just for boys. Brendan, you must have been involved quite early on.
1964.
There we go. That's a good pedigree. Right. I believe I don't know when the girls' camp started, but there was a separate girls' camp on the field. So there was a girls' week, I think, wasn't there? And I suspect your mum was involved.
She was.
Yes.
Not only then, but the weekly.
Right. Right. Well, Nevin went fully integrated and mixed back in the 1970s. I believe the first official mixed camp wasn't sanctioned by Crusader HQ. They hadn't quite caught up with that, shock horror. So it had to be a Woodford and Bramall and Friends camp to allow it to operate as a mixed camp. Well, we've come a long way since then. This year there are going to be five camps. They're all mixed. We've just finished the older teenagers camp, A Camp Week. They had a fantastic time, finished on Friday night with a tremendous bonfire and a barbecue. Lots and lots of good time sharing God's word, discussing, knocking about together, doing the things of faith together. I believe they've had a fantastic week. This week it's other end of the spectrum. It's the 9 to 11s. And as Bernie's mentioned, George and Chris are there, Joe is there, Keith and Mavis are there, Carol might actually be there. No, is Carol not there? No? Janet is definitely there. Carol is there, I think, later in the season, in 2 weeks' time. I'm going next week. So this church, again, has had a fantastic history of supporting the Nevin camps. 2 weeks ago, we had the advance guard put the tents up. Susie and Stu were there, which was fantastic. All sorts of other people were there. We all had good fun knocking pegs into rock-hard ground. But never mind, we'll gloss over that. It was a good weekend. And it is, again, such a privilege to share a whole week of life as Christians, doing the things of Jesus together, modelling what it means to be a Christian. And I really do believe that that ministry is one of rubbing the gospel off onto the youngsters who come. Many of them have never experienced anything like it before. So please pray that they will just be bowled over by what a loving environment, what a fun place, what a safe space, and what a good place to talk about the things of faith Nevin is going to be this summer. So we've got 180 youngsters booked, but I know some more have been squeezed in since. So I think it's about 188 over the summer. Now, we were short of leaders on C Camp, and I heard last night in the team meeting, we had a team Zoom, that several of the folks who'd been on A Camp had had such a brilliant time, they wanted to come back as leaders on C Camp. So that has filled our immediate needs, and we give thanks to that. But God is so good, and the work is so exciting. Please join us in prayer over the summer, both for Energize, as we're now going to be called, and for Nevin Camps, which again is a standalone charity now, but very, very closely tied into us in Sandbach. So perhaps we could just pray for the Nevin Camps in particular. Heavenly Father, we just want to lift the young people of this nation before you. We recognise that there are so many influences pulling them in directions that are away from you. And we are so privileged to have the opportunity and the freedom to share your word and to share something of life with a group of young people, both here in Sandbach and the ones who are going to Nevin. And Lord, we ask that you would bless those camps and our energized group beyond measure. And we can only spend a little bit of time with these youngsters, but may your word find good soil. Lord, may you plant it deep and nurture it by your spirit to bring a crop for your kingdom that is boundless and is bringing your life into those lives. Please bless those from this church who are at Nevin this week. May they have energy and resources within themselves that are not their own, but are of you. Please provide for their needs. And for those of us going later in the season, likewise, may we just know you're leading and guiding, and that we could be available to you and in the right place by your prompting. And so we do praise you for the freedom we have to proclaim your word. And I pray that this will be a summer of great blessing and great work in your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thank you, Howard. It's very interesting and very exciting times as well. And may they draw other youngsters into the church. That'll be fantastic, won't it? Right, we're going to stand and sing again, if you will stand if you can, and sing again one that used to be one of my favourites a long time ago. In fact, I used to be, not that again. Who paints the skies into glorious days? A lovely uplifting song. So let's enjoy this.
Jesus, who breaks the curse of the heart of stone. Only the mercy of Jesus, who solves the prisoner's headstand free. Only the mercy of Jesus, purchases its souls for eternity.
About Message Church, which is in another less than 2 weeks' time now, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is, so exciting stuff again. Thank you.
Any chance of a slide or two? Okay, Messy Church, you know, from the last church meeting that we ran quite a few sessions before Christmas, and they were not very well attended, and we were about to give up, and then we had one just before Christmas and loads of people came, and so we thought, oh, this is great. You know, we pray, of course we pray about it, and we believe that God wants us to do things that are family oriented. And when I say that, it is for all ages. It's not just for little ones, it's for old people as well. So we've been doing sessions throughout this year, and we've been trying to tie in the each session with the season, if you like. So we had our first session, which was getting ready for spring, and we made daffodils and wall paintings and mini pizzas, because pizzas are connected to spring. But there you go. But everybody enjoyed making them, so that was great. And we always have a message as well, and we are using messages, little videos put together, and this particular one was about Jesus the Good Shepherd, searching and finding his lost sheep. Okay. Then we did one just before Easter, so it was all getting ready for Easter, and we made Easter cards and dioramas of the Easter story about Jesus coming out from the tomb, and then you pulled a little strip and everyone's not in the tomb, the stone moved. And of course there's always an edible option, an audible activity, and we made cupcakes in the microwave on that occasion. Messy Church is getting messier. Look at the state of the carpet in there and you'll know why. And we watched a cartoon video of the resurrection part of the Easter story. So it's difficult to cover the entire Easter story in the few minutes that you might get little kids to concentrate. So we took it from Mary going to the tomb. And they love it, so that's good. And then our next one was then in May, and it coincided, well, it was going to coincide with Christian Aid Week, so we made it about helping others. And we made gifts to to give to others and things, thinking of others. And so we made bookmarks and keyrings and a story card and chocolate slabs that were intended not for the children but for them to give to others. Wonder how many actually got to them. We know, another messy activity. Great. Okay. Yeah, the message, we tell everyone about Jesus in each session. And we do that using these little videos. They are produced by a Norwegian church, but they are voiced in British English rather than American English, which for me is quite important when we're a British church. And so they're really good. They're really straightforward and simple and not too clever. And they're really good. And the Norwegian church has given us permission to use these. So that's super. And then Alistair will give, after that, he will reinforce that message and do a little fun activity so that the kids are involved and engaged. And these youngsters and their parents sit through these little videos, and they can be 5 minutes long, and they will sit through and they are totally engaged with these little videos. So they're working really well. The venue works really well. We do them all at Oasis, and we use a little kitchen there, and the Tots group, their little playpen, we would pull that out, and the little ones can use that as well. So we've got everything we need at our Oasis Community Centre. We use a video projector there as well. So we're really well kitted out there. The timing's changed a bit. We started off having it on a Sunday afternoon, but now we've changed to a Saturday morning, which seems to work better for people coming to us, young families, and it works much better for the people running the session, because it can be quite an exhausting day having done a Sunday service to then do something like messy church in the afternoon. So a Sunday morning works really well. Who's come along? As well as our own families, and we've been very well supported by our own families with youngsters, some mums from and dads from the Tots group on the Tuesday morning, they've come along. So that's been really good. We did initially get some response to our flyers in the street, but it's mainly word of mouth. So we have promoted the event by using flyers through people's doors, but we've had zip response in the main line. So, you know, we are still putting posters up around town, but honestly, it's really word of mouth that will bring people in. So if you know people that might enjoy something like this, who've got the kids or the grandkids, you know, bring them along, because it's such a fun thing to do. And people who come once come again because they enjoy it. At the last three events that we've had this year, we've had about a dozen youngsters and their adults. So there's a nice buzz then with a reasonable number in Oasis. Our next messy church, which will be our eighth messy church, is getting ready for summer fun, and we'll be playing games, including rain gutter boat races. I know about this because I'm the one who's sorting that, which will be very messy because there'll be water involved, which is super, and making beach huts and seagull mobiles, and there'll be a picnic as well, and the kids will put their picnic together, and then they will go and sit on a picnic blanket and eat their picnic together like as if they were at the seaside. And the message that they'll watch for that is going to be Jesus calming the song at the storm, because the video starts with two little kiddies who are the ones that are used to tell the narrative of the story. They're going to having a day out at the seaside with their parents, and then the story of Jesus calming the storm is within that. So that's what we've got planned next. Yeah, so we'll carry on running them. We'll have one in October and one then just before Christmas to finish the year off. And hopefully we will at some point sit down and think, right, how is this going? And do we want to continue? And if so, how do we plan on doing it? I know you're dying to ask, how can I get involved? And yes, you can get involved. These sessions do take a lot of people to run them. You know, it's quite people intensive because we do about three activities and each one needs at least one person running that activity. In fact, if you've got three or four people trying to do your activity, it helps if you've got another person with you to help run that activity. So it's great to have as much help as we can. Also, there's like serving snacks and doing the admin that needs to be done. And also, we want to get to the point where our team's big enough so not everybody has to do every session, so that people get a session off. What we also noticed last time was that there weren't enough people there to go and chat to the carers, to chat to the mums and dads and the grandparents who had brought the kids. So it'd be really nice to have extra people with no portfolio to just go there and be there to chat to people who come through the door, because they're seeing Jesus through us. And so it's really important that they have the opportunity to see him in those sessions. Any questions? I'm sorry I've missed out on the slides, but there we go. Shall we just pray for Messy Church and that endeavour? Thank you, Lord, that we have the opportunity to be your lights in Sandbach. And we bring this Messy Church activity to you now. And if you are in it, that it would be successful, that people would come. Lord, let us know if it's something that we shouldn't be continuing or if we need to tweak it. We rely upon your guidance, Lord, and we do it for your glory, Lord. And we give it to you now. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Susie. And again, having been involved in that as well, although not for the last couple, it's fantastic to see the, as it says, the buzz that's on there and the engagement of the, not just the kids, but their parents, carers as well. And it's really, really good. Right, we're going to bring the service to a close now and just sing the final song, Uplifting, because you're the Lion of Judah, the Lamb that was slain. So you stand if you can and sing Praise to God.
Yeah.
So may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. So should we just turn to each other and say the grace to one another. So may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Amen.